Hello and welcome to another episode of the Halloween Podcast. I am your host, Lyle Perez. Today is going to be a different type of show. There is no guest, so it's just me talking into the mic for all of you. Just because there is no guest, it doesn't mean I don't have an awesome show for you guys. On this episode, I'm going to talk about the pop-up Halloween store that I remember from my childhood. I'm talking about Spirit Halloween. I was out with my family a few weeks ago and we already started seeing the banners everywhere. If you've been a fan of the Halloween podcast for a while, then you've probably heard me talking about my other podcast, Amazing Advertising. That is a history show that I do, and in every episode I highlight a different advertising mascot from like Fred the Baker from Dunkin' Donuts, the Noid from Domino's, Mac Tonight from McDonald's, and I give you their histories, their stories, and kind of how they became to where they were in pop culture. I also talk about the companies that they represent, and I get to tell some of my childhood stories. Trust me, there's a ton. And I also play some of their memorable commercials. For this episode, I'm gonna use a similar format. The Amazing Advertising shows take a lot of research to produce. I'm talking a ton, and figuring out when the character was made, and the first appearances, to their creations, the advertising agencies, the history, the company that they represent, and all that other stuff. So I kind of had to do the same thing with Spirit Halloween. I did a lot of research so I can let you guys know everything about this awesome Halloween chain. Spirit Halloween is something I remember from my childhood. I'm not sure if I told this story on this podcast or one of my other ones, but I was always in love with Halloween. As a little boy, I spent many days at my grandma's house. A lot of my cousins lived around the area, so they'd come over, we'd play, and have a good time. When Halloween came around, we would do our own Halloween decorations by drawing like pumpkins and ghosts on sheet of papers. You know, normal kid stuff. My mom hated that I loved Halloween because she wasn't a religious person, but she wasn't over the top. It was to the point where she saw Halloween as Satan stuff. Needless to say that I was never allowed to dress up in any scary costumes. I was always like a clown, a doctor, a ninja, and one year I even went as Zorro. The story I'm about to tell you I remember well. Because of all the specific time frames, I can say that this happened in 1998. I was 12 and in 7th grade. 1998 was the first year that I had an experience with Spirit Halloween stores. My dad was a construction worker, so there was always a project going on at our house. I got to know our local Home Depot very well. We would go all the time and I'd have a blast. This one time my dad and I went, I don't remember what we bought, but I remember getting to the store and was instantly drawn to this huge banner that was above an empty building. It was in the same shopping center as Home Depot, just a little bit further down. I was instantly curious because it said Spirit Halloween. I loved Halloween and never seen anything like that before. The entire time at Home Depot, I kept thinking of that sign. We finally left and I just kept staring at that sign as we drove by. I told my mom that I saw that sign and begged her to take me there. I had to see what it was all about. Up until that point, I've never heard of a Halloween store. I would get all of my costumes at like Pick and Save or some other place like that. I think the Pick and Save is called Big Lots now. But yeah, Pick and Save was my go-to place for Halloween stuff. Man, there was like this Halloween tape there this one year that I always wanted to listen to. Yeah, that's right, I said a tape. It was the 90s. I actually found that same tape on eBay not too long ago. I didn't buy it, but maybe I'll actually buy it this time and play some of it for you guys. Maybe I'll give you some of my commentary, because keep in mind, I never heard that tape, but I always wanted to hear it. Why? I couldn't tell you. Okay, I'm going way off topic. So I begged my mom to take me there so I can check it out. I begged and begged. Her response was the same. She didn't like Halloween, and it was scary, and yada yada. I was a hyper 12-year-old boy on a Halloween high. There was no way I was going to go check out this place. I finally beat my mom to submission. Some might be asking, why didn't I ask my dad? Well, to be honest, I didn't have quite the best childhood with him. He was an alcoholic, so getting him to do anything with me that wasn't his idea, it wasn't going to happen. But the topic of my dad is something for another time. When my mom finally decided to take me to Spirit, it was already like a week before Halloween. I was already going crazy because I hadn't gotten my costume that year yet. It was on a Friday that my mom took me, I remember that. Halloween was a week from Saturday at that point. We finally got there and I remember walking in. It was very dark in there with black lights everywhere. Everything seemed to glow. The employees were all dressed in crazy looking costumes. I was in awe. I've never experienced a place like that before. It seemed almost magical. It could just be me misremembering it, but it doesn't look like that anymore. Any of the Halloween Spirit stores. They're pretty much well lit now, and not as dark as I remember, but it might have just been that building. That building that the Spirit Halloween store was at, I still drive by that place and remember that huge sign that I saw. That Home Depot is still there, but I don't live in the area anymore, so driving by there is very rare. I think the last time I did it was, I don't know, maybe 6 months ago. But anyways, going way off topic again. I remember at that store, I saw like this really tight Sub-Zero mask from like Mortal Kombat. It was an awesome looking mask. It looked like it would get like sucked onto your face. That's how tight it looked. Okay, I'm getting the chills just remembering all this stuff. Every time I found an awesome costume, my mom said no, that it was too scary. That's what my experience was pretty much the entire time there. I'd find a costume, my mom said no. It had to have been at that store where I finally got enough courage to tell my mom that it wasn't fair, that I can never be anything scary for Halloween. That's the whole point of Halloween. I got tired of her always dressing me in like these cute costumes. I wanted to be something scary. I think it got to my mom because she actually let me pick out something that was semi-scary. I ended up getting a Dracula costume. No blood, no capsules, no anything like that, but I did get some fangs. I was way excited. That following Friday, the day before Halloween, my middle school let us dress up in costumes. Of course, I wanted to go dressed in my costume, but my mom said no, that I would get it dirty before Halloween. Again, I cried and I begged, and then she eventually just probably got sick of me and said, you know what, just put it on and leave. So I got dressed in my Dracula costume. I had a whole suit, a cape, and everything. The cool thing about that day was that everyone who was dressed in a Halloween costume, we didn't have to do PE, you know, the running a mile or whatever we had to do. Instead, they took us all to, I think it was like the handball courts or something, and lined up everybody that was in a costume. Because they were going to do a surprise contest for who had the best costume. They lined us up, and our PE teachers were the judges. One by one, they would pick people to leave because they lost the contest. I was getting butterflies because I remained up there to pretty much the entire thing. Finally, it was down to three of us. I don't remember what the other two costumes were, but it was me and some other kids. And then it was just two, me and another kid that I don't remember what they were wearing. When it was just the two of us, I could hear my PE teacher, Mrs. Miller. She was really fighting for me to win. Like, the teachers that were discussing the two of us that were left, they, for whatever reason, they ultimately said that I was the winner. I don't remember what I won or anything, but I just remember Mrs. Miller coming up to me and giving me a hug and all this other stuff. And I'm just, I don't know, 10-year-old me is like, I don't know what's going on. I'm pretty sure what I won was, I don't know. I'm not even going to try to remember, but I don't know why I won. It was probably because it was like a little novelty little boy in a suit costume that made me win. But whatever. I won my 7th grade costume contest with my costume from Spirit Halloween. Now that I'm in my 30s, I love taking my kids to the spirit store. My oldest, Callie, she is deathly afraid of that store. My boy Callan, he'll go in there. He'll look at stuff. But my youngest, Kalexi, my 2-year-old, she just laughs at everything. I still have a blast in there. I'm real glad that the Spirit Halloween stores, they're still around for my kids to enjoy. It may not always be at the same location every year, but it's always a treat driving around, seeing those banners up. It's a true sign that Halloween is upon us. So, I'm going to take a little break, play you a Spirit Halloween commercial. When I come back, I'll share with you their history.
Building a prop from scratch is not always the best solution.
Ow! I think I've got it. Well, it kind of looks like the prop I saw on SpiritHalloween.com. Oh, damn it!
SpiritHalloween.com is the home haunter's solution for quality props, animatronics, and more. SpiritHalloween.com is working this season to cater to the home haunter. Our experience means that we can bring the best and most complete selection of animatronics, props, masks, costumes, wigs, accessories, and makeup, with many products you won't find on any other site. Everything you can imagine for Halloween is at SpiritHalloween.com. SpiritHalloween.com. Go to SpiritHalloween.com today.
And welcome back. The Spirit Halloween store was founded in 1983 by dress retailer Joseph Marver. The origins of Spirit Halloween began in California. Joseph Marver owned and operated a store called Spirit Women's Discount Appeal. He was a dress retailer. The man sold dresses, but he had a hard time selling them. He sat at his shop and noticed that a lot of potential customers were passing him by, and they would go into a nearby costume store. This got him thinking. Not many people want to buy dresses, but people sure do love dressing up. It was this that gave Mr. Marver the idea for Halloween costumes. The following year, he closed down his dress shop and began displaying his new costume stuff at like local malls. Stuff started flying off the shelves. He sold wigs and makeup and all sorts of costume getups. The following year, he began short-term leasing some buildings. He would look for places near shopping malls because they were probably had the most traffic. And he set up what we know now as Spirit Halloween stores. In the years to come, more of these pop-up stores began opening throughout California. It's sad to say that the history isn't much Halloween related. Mr. Marver didn't have much of a fascination with Halloween. He was just a businessman who saw an opportunity and took it. But people really do love Halloween, so the success of Spirit Halloween stores doesn't surprise me. It only took the chain 15 years to reach 60 locations.
Spirit Halloween, the brand new Halloween superstore with over 10,000 square feet of costumes, accessories, and decorations. Eau Claire's largest Halloween store. kids' costumes, adult costumes, wigs, hats, and masks, accessories and makeup, decorations, and so much more. If it's Halloween, we have it. So come in and check out our huge selection, Spirit Halloween, located on Hamilton Avenue, across from Cops.
The success of Spirit Halloween was pretty much instant. Other businessmen, they were taking notice at what Mr. Varver was doing and wanted to buy him out. It wasn't until 1999 when he and an executive from Spencer's met at a party supply trade show. Mr. Varver, he knew what he wanted to get out of this deal, but Spencer's was hesitant at first. Eventually, they caved and gave Mr. Varver a pretty fat check. That's when the chain got kicked into overdrive. Let's go back to the early days of Spirit. On the other side of the country, another retail giant also had the same idea as Mr. Varver. I'm sure we've all heard of the chain Party City. They also quickly realized how much of a big draw Halloween was. Party City is one of the world's largest chains of party supplies in the world. As soon as Halloween time hits, the Party City store transforms into a very dark and macabre place. It's like half of the store turns into Halloween costumes, decorations, party supplies, and more. It's awesome. Check out one of their commercials.
This Halloween, give them a chill. Come to Party City and dress to thrill. Right now, kids' costumes from $9.99, adult costumes from $19.99. Plus, turn your home into a house of horrors. Party City, nobody has more Halloween for less.
I'm going to be 100% honest. I knew about Spirit Halloween since the late 90s. I only started seeing the change at Party City maybe like 5 years ago. I guess it's safe to say that even though these two places got the same idea first, it was Spirit that won the Halloween war.
This Halloween, come hang out at the store with all the fright. At Spirit Halloween, we have everything you need to make Halloween extra special and terrifying. With the largest selection of animatronics in town and costumes to match, you'll transform into whatever delights your soul. Spirit Halloween. Come hang out at the store with all the fright. Spirit Halloween has all the makeup, as well as props to complete your costume, themed costumes for adults, and of course, we've got everything to turn your little angels into ghouls, goblins, and so much more. If it screams Halloween, you'll find it here, and you might leave screaming too.
Those last two Halloween commercials sound the same, but trust me, they're different. Because Spirit is a seasonal store, that means that they have all year to plan. When the stores aren't open, they're hard at work trying to figure out what they're going to stock in their shelves that year. It's mostly like marketing stuff, because you don't want to be busting out costumes for things that don't even matter that year. Like, if there's a new Marvel superhero getting a movie that year, you'd better believe that you're going to be seeing their costumes at the Spirit Halloween store. Not only are they figuring out what to stock, but the website is up all year long. Just because you can't physically go to a store, that doesn't mean you can't get your Halloween fix at their website. In 2006, Spirit launched a program called Spirit of Children. This program raises money for children's hospitals. They supply Halloween costumes and decorations for children's hospitals throughout the US. Since 2007, they have raised over 29 million in donations. That's pretty cool. There's really not that much left to say about Spirit Halloween. As of this recording, there are 1,200 locations in operation. Not bad for a store that only comes around a few months a year. If you're in the car right now listening to this, why not take a small detour and stop by your local Spirit store? I'm sure that they would love to share their Halloween magic with you. So before I go and close out this episode, I want to share with you a few more memories I have about Spirit Halloween. I don't know how many years in a row, but I tried to get a job there numerous times, and I never got a job there. It seems like a really fun place to work. Now that I'm like an adult, a 30-year-old with many, many, many years of retail experience and customer service, they would not be able to afford me. No way. I'm not going to get into that, but yeah, no, there's no way they'd be able to afford me. Another memory that I have about Spirit Halloween is... this is going to be pretty embarrassing. But this one year, let me start from the beginning. I used to go into this bookstore all the time. Like, almost, I would say a couple of times a week, I would go to this bookstore just to see what was in there. And this one year, I walked in, and I don't know how, but I did not realize that it had turned into a Spirit Halloween store. So when I walked in, I was completely surprised that it wasn't the bookstore anymore, and it was a Spirit Halloween store. I ended up just going in, looking around, and coming out, and then I wondered, what happened to that bookstore? So, this year for Halloween, I think what we're gonna do... We never really do Halloween as a family, mostly because my wife, she doesn't really like Halloween. She doesn't like Christmas, she doesn't like those holidays like I do. So, this year, what I want to do is dress the whole family up as certain characters. So, I think what we're gonna do is... My son, he loves Mario, and I think what I'm going to do is dress him up as Mario, since he's really small, he's short, and I'm going to dress like Luigi. We're going to dress up my youngest daughter like Princess Peach. My oldest daughter, Callie, she is probably going to go as Yoshi, and I'm trying to convince my wife to be King Bowser. If she's going to go for it, I don't know, but what other option is there? The toadstool? I don't know. But I'll let you know what happens after it happens. So that's going to do it for this episode. If you'd like to send me any questions, comments, want to suggest anything for your future show, or if you want to share some Spirit Halloween memories with me, go ahead and send those to thehalloweenpodcast@gmail.com. You could also go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/thehalloweenpodcast. You could also find us on Twitter at thehalloweenpod. If you'd like to support the show, you can do it a couple of different ways. You can go to Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star review. Those always help. You could also go to our Patreon page at patreon.com/thehalloweenpod. The Halloween season is coming up very fast, so I'm not sure if I'll be doing a 31-show countdown yet. I'm thinking about it. So if it happens, it will be a surprise to everyone, especially me. I want to thank all of you guys again for listening, and I'll see you next week. Have a good night.
For whatever you're doing this Halloween, Spirit Halloween is your one-stop Halloween superstore. Experience the Fright Zone inside the store with killer haunted house decor and animated monsters for your front porch or front office. An enormous selection of costumes for the entire family. A large selection of wigs, shoes, hats, makeup, and accessories. New shipments arrive every week, so grab your friends and don't just shop for Halloween. Experience your Halloween superstore, Spirit Halloween.